This is dedicated to the niggas that was down from day one. Welcome to Death Row.
Like we always do about this time.
Yeah, 9-2. Death Row Records. Creeping while you're sleeping. Niggas with attitude? Nah, lo. Niggas on a motherfucking mission. What up, niggas and niggas? That crazy ass nigga back in the motherfucking his ales. The notorious Compton G-D-R-E on the solo tip. Fuck the mother fools. What up, Ren? Yeah. Dropping chronic flakes on your ass, biatch. West Coast flavor. Niggas who talk shit get dealt with real quick. So if you wanna take a trip to the road, let a nigga like Snoop Doggy Dog know. Protected by niggas with big dicks, AKs, and 187 skills. So if it's a must you test us, we can handle it in the streets, nigga. Fuck making records. Yeah. G's up, hold down. If that bitch can't swim, but she bound to Drizzan. Peace to my nigga Drizzy. Another platinum hit, nigga. Peace to the DOC. Still making it funky enough. And Death Row Records is in full motherfucking offensive. Oh yeah. P.S. Fuck Mr. Rourke and Tattoo. A.K.A. Jerry and Easy. Sincerely yours. These motherfucking
nah. I don't love Easy. I don't love Jerry. I don't love Ruthless Records. Frankly, I don't love nothing they got to do with. But you know what I want them to do for me? Terry Easy, check this shit out here. I want y'all to put these bizzos in your jizzos and work them like a sizzle and tell me what you sizzle. Yeah, you know what? You know what? Fuck all y'all. Fuck y'all. Really don't. It's that friend, nigga. You better ask somebody. You really better ask somebody.
Yeah, nigga. Use a penguin looking motherfucker.
Is barbecuing. Ain't no telling what your daddy and your mama doing. Chewing on these baby backs, popping bottles with these Macs. Everybody swimming, backyard full of women. I'm entertaining folks. Gave a little homie $20 just to shine my honey spokes. Cope with the Hennessy, tends to be the remedy. Family and friends to me, everyone pretends to be kin to me. I can't wait until the 4th of July to pop some fireworks with my kids and fly some kites high in the sky. See, it's the family reunion, and down at the church house, they giving up the annual communion. It seems we made it to another summer. Yeah, we came up, come up, 213 is more than friends. Yeah, we like blood, bro, riding this to the roof fall off. Can you dig that? We got this summertime anthem for y'all, we did that.
I'm riding with the top down,
the wind blows,
chilling with
flip flops make this nigga love to whip. Different spots, even though different, is still cracking. In Jamaica, Queens, I sit back, live and collect the cabbage. It's an affair that every state can relate to. And if you do what I do, then go and follow suit. From Chi-Town to Dago, all the way back to NY. Stay fly and never miss a piece of sunshine. But when I'm at the church, I barbecue for my kinfolk. Watching Elijah and Lil Warren running football. Got weed, got drink, but most of all the spirit. And it's a blessing that the world wanna hear our music. The summer is an inspiration as much as the fans. And to my nigga Snoopy Woo, I love you fam.
Riding into the real spot off.
Can you dig that? We got this summertime anthem for y'all. We did that. Kanye West, good looking on the beat, nephew. 213. Reminding y'all, put your guns down. Real spit, summertime, let's enjoy ourselves. We just wanna celebrate. You know what I'm talking about? It's too hot for all that. Yeah. 213. Moving mountains, y'all. All the time.
Everybody, if you with me, say yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got it. All right, all right. There we go. There we go, y'all. Hey, Queen Cousin. The people
what
out there, Mr. G. Lou.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, King G. Lou. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Fabulous Back Friday. How's everybody enjoying the heat? Because I know it's heated out here. I think it's just hot everywhere.
Heat warning, like everywhere. The temperatures rose this week. I was just looking at Dallas, Texas. They're in for, what, 100 all the next 5 days, I saw. One of your cousins
posted. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, that,
right.
They my cousins, too, y'all. But what's happening?
I hope it don't be that hot, in August, when I make my trip out there, it probably will be hotter, huh?
August.
Wow.
Yeah. He still be coming through. But
it's just hotter, actually.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So what's happening? Happy birthday to Uncle Braxton tomorrow. Your daddy going to be 91 years old.
I will be so wrong, and I will be like him. Thank you so much, Queen Cousin, and your post is beautiful. It is in 3 days, though, but they will be celebrating tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was the day before my brother.
No, it's 3 days. I mean, his is the 19th? Your bros? Yeah, it's 2 days before his birthday. So, yeah, but thank you. And that flick was so wonderful. You know, I get giddy
what?
Talking about the old man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Ooh.
I had to clown him last week.
Some confusing. What? Wait. What? Okay.
What?
Uncle Braxton. Okay. So tonight we have a fantastic playlist for y'all. We're kind of picking up from what G. Lou and I did. Well, actually, G. Lou did on Wednesday. I got the opportunity just to chill and listen to the contents that he was playing for the 50th Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty dope. That was a dope show, so if you didn't get to hear it or be a part of it, partake in it, excuse me, you can go and replay it. Listen to the replay on Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalk.com/the G-Lou show. You can check it out on there. I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, but that was a really great show. The contents that was put together was pretty dope, so I learned some things myself. So we're just kind of piggybacking off of that show tonight.
Yeah, like what you said, Queen, that was a very dope show. I live for that kind of like show. I love how y'all had the commentary and the clips, and then, you know, y'all just had the music to go with it. It was very chill. I like that. So, yeah, we copying off of that, right? But just like Queen said, come on and get with us. We're still on that West Coast vibe. You are tuned in to Fabulous Flashback Fridays with Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy, Mr. G Lou. We're going to showcase some of your favorite West Coast artists. And we are on every Friday, Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. PST and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Tweed Cadillac, Nora Money Candles, One World Magazine, and at G Lou After Hours Live. So just like the Queen and G Lou said, it's going up tonight, Queen. I can't wait. I almost said, can we do this like y'all did it on Wednesday?
You have to get some commentary, because it was really dope. I really did enjoy the show on Wednesday. And if anyone has a favorite West Side joint that they want to hear a song, you can dial 914-803-4001, but you got to press 1. You got to press 1. You got to press 1 to speak. Yes.
That's right.
Because I have people tell me, I'm on the line. You got to press 1. You got to press 1. That's the key of getting through. So, but we're here, and we're ready to start with our playlist. Well, let's go.
Okay. Let's go, y'all. If y'all ain't in the ride, y'all missing it. We'll get you at the next stop, okay, at the next song. But speaking of rides, Queen, you're going to take it right on there at the beginning, at the tip of the top, right?
That part.
Dr. Dre, Let Me Ride, okay, off of that multi-platinum selling Chronic album, 1993 in the house. How the West was won. Fabulous Saturday Friday. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and Jesus. Let's go, y'all.
To the $20 sack pyramid. Are y'all in the house or what? No. I said, are y'all in the house or what? All right, that's better. I hear you. All right, now we're here with our two final contestants, Duck Mouse and Bootney Lee Farnsworth. And in the back here, we got Vanna Black. All right, now. Y'all got 30 seconds to answer these questions.
Yeah.
Y'all know what to do?
Yeah.
So let the games begin.
You ready? Okay. Baby, please come back. Get an ass in the song. Look what you made me do.
Seems like turn
around. Right. I'll be.
Sure.
No, man. I'll be.
Seeing you.
Right.
Okay. Got it.
Let me get back with you next week on that.
Things to face.
Hey, bring me something to drink.
Right.
Answer the phone. Mine too full.
My pee.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Where Dre at?
Well, up in you.
Oh, shut up. Put him on the phone.
Yeah, all right. I'll go get him. Hold on. Dre! Dre, telephone!
All right. Hang it up. I got it. Hello?
Yo, what's happening?
What's up? Who this?
Yeah, Doug.
Yo, what's up, dog?
Kicking it. What's up?
I'm chilling. What's poppin'?
You know we grooving tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're part of the thing.
You know I'm gonna be there.
Right.
You know that.
See you up there then.
Yeah, all right. I'll check you in a minute.
All right, man.
Like.
Let me see.
Dre, I thought we was kicking it today.
Wrong. I got to get up and out. You know what I'm saying?
But you promised you was taking us shopping today.
Buddy, you better cancel that.
Then let us hang with you then.
Look, I'm hanging out with my... Can you get up out of my...
Well, at least tell us where you're going.
creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cocked cause niggas won't feed. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I'll make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking head cut off. Motherfucker, I'm straight, so listen to the play-by-play, day-by-day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sound for the bitches, cocking all the riches. Got the hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by, cause I'm too hard to lift. And know this ain't Aerosmith, it's the motherfucking D.R.E. from the CPC, on a robbing spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow points commence to pop, 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 yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse. Go back and take another spot, cause I'm rolling in my 6-4. What all the niggas saying? Hell yeah. What all the niggas saying? Hell yeah. Just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fists. It's just that gangsta glare with gangsta rap. That gangsta shit makes the gangs a snap. Word to the motherfucking street, and word to these hype ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my 4 on D. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the chronic to Remy Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia, bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers on my dick cause my 4 won't hit. Pancake front and back, side to side and all that shit. So when I crawl, I come correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Now let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side, yeah. I'm
rolling in my 6-4.
What all the bitches saying? Hell yeah. What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson. On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my rear view, cause niggas they will do jack moves. Black fools, cause I smack fools. Trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187. But I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang. So on and so on, why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody peeping out the window when they hear me beating up the street. Is it Dre? That's what they say every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it while my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning. I be
rolling in my 6-4.
What everybody's saying? Hell yeah. What everybody's
worldwide, one hit at a time, the best music on the best blog talk radio station. The Jizu Show presents Fabulous Flashback Fridays with your host Queen Jean and Cousin Mercy, with Jizu on the ones and twos, the Mercy Queens making it do what it do. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The Jizu Show thanks its sponsors UTP Media, 93 Sweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. 24/7 around the world, non-stop. This is Fabulous Flashback Fridays, a Jizu Show production, every Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. I want to say what up to all them riders, all them siders, all them gangsters, and all them bitches. Yeah, we keep it gangster. Yeah, we keep it gangster. Dipping down Long Beach Boulevard, I only ride with my dogs. And I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. I'm riding till the wheels fall off, I only ride with my dogs.
Dipping down Compton Boulevard, only rides with my dogs. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. I'm riding till the wheels fall off, only rides with my dogs.
Beware of the big man, you knew he wasn't finished with your ass. It stay on until it's burnt out. Look how it turned out. Nothing you can do now can help you out. So fall down, Dr. Dre done fell back into the house with the pound. Bitches keep throwing pussy at us, we don't want it. You bitch, it don't matter. It's all about the money, if you got it, throw that up. Right along with your set. And watch us, you motherfuckers can't do that shit. I skirt out, I hear the cone on your fuck. Do it halfway, I do it to the fullest. I probably catch bullets on my last day. I hope a prayer come through so I can eat. My shoes looking like about $1.50 each. But I'ma come up, that's on my mama. Now that's on me, cause that's a burden on my mama. And she didn't suffer, the shit's getting rougher. And when the going get tough, the tough get a strap. And low rides on the map, Snoop Dogg's number one, the whole pound's got snap. Yeah, tell me, have you seen us?
In the corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want, however you need,
we just have it.
In the corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want, however you need,
we just have it.
In the corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want,
acting a fool. Nigga that paid his dues and got my receipt in return. So I recline the leather seats with a trunk full of beats and chronic field leaves to burn. No concern as I make a left turn on the Shaw. On for Jefferson, feeling awfully naked at the U-turn. Shit, left my gun, that's a no-no. Fuck with no parks, I'm my own popo. Nigga talking dirty after dark, starting stuff, may have to mark up a nigga FUBU logo. Letting off like a Ruger promo. And even though I'm about the hoes, I never doubt the doulos. You know the Rugos, where there's a hoe, there's a hater. But there's some hoes over there and I concentrate on the haters later. Get these bitches numbers to the pager. Invite them to the next Dre function as party favors. Who said pimpin's hard labor?
Bending corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want, however you need,
we just have it.
Bending corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want, however you need,
we just have it.
Bending corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want, however you need,
we just give it.
Hey, oh yeah, oh yeah. Better watch out, cause here we come. Oh wait, dear man. Better watch out, cause here we come. Always, dear man. Better watch out, cause here we come. Always, dear man. Better watch out, cause here we come. We're always, dear man. Better watch out, cause here we come.
We eat it, so beat it. However you want, however you need,
we just have it.
Bend the corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want, however you need,
we just have it.
Bend the corners on Go Daytona, we eat it, so beat it. However you want.
Hey, hey, hey. You know,
right,
rest in peace
right.
to the First Lady of Death Row. We lost her last year, May 6th in 2022. She brought a lot of flavor to Death Row. So rest in peace to Lady Queen Jewel. That was pretty deep. I mean, Bad Dipping. That was one of my choices, and I really did like that.
Yes, Queen, that was a good one. I almost forgot about Dipping. I think that was in the, I think it was during the Master P era, not sure, but yeah, I remember that one. I like that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was only right to bring her in, to mention her. You know what I'm saying? They were talking about how someone was saying out to them on social media that they couldn't believe that Heavy D wasn't mentioned during the hip-hop. They were really upset about it. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. These discussions, they're going round and round in circles. Like, every week, you know, it's a new artist. But Heavy D and the boys, they definitely should have been in with the group, and I think he should have went in as a solo, too. I think he did make the solo, if I'm not mistaken, but it's a lot of artists like that. Like, even people from Cali, like, well, they chalk it up to the people making those lists. They may, you know, be biased because of regions, but when it comes to Heavy D, he was worldwide. He was well-known, like, yeah, he was the man, and he, you know, triple threat, actor, rapper, he even sang, so I don't think he did not, you know, deserve to be on there. He should have been on there. What you think about Ice Cube and that debate with him and Sam, him and Biggie as a storyteller? Tony Yayo said he thinks Biggie was just, you know, he wins over Ice Cube, like, and it's... That was a good one going up last night on the Star Report. Like, Ice Cube was a hell of a storyteller. He's been telling stories since Tony Yayo probably was little like him. I don't understand all that, but my opinion, yeah, he beats Biggie. Sorry. Ain't no way you could tell that story about somebody Benedict Arnold and come, no.
I never
heard a Biggie tune like that. Yeah.
He
learned in New York, so I don't know, Queen. One of those things.
It is one of those things, and that's for real, though. So, yeah, we're doing How the West Was Won, West Side Music, you guys. And like I said, if anybody want to tap in, 914-803-4001, press 1. It is Fabulous Flashback Friday. I was telling my daughter this morning, I was like, wow, I can't believe that we're already on the 18th of the 17th of July. It seems like July the 1st is just here.
Mm-hmm.
So that just lets us know that time waits for no one. Time is going to keep on ticking, period.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Get it out the way right now, because Kiara is, like, pushing along the spooky season. She didn't already put out the spooky season design in front of the front door. I said, Kiki, did you mean to do this? It's not October yet. No, it's almost time. Like, oh, I got to
say
Merry Christmas.
Of course. I meant to do that.
Hey. Oh, she did say, oh, you. She did. That's exactly what she said.
She said, of course.
Her crazy self. Oh, my God.
So, yeah,
just follow
right
retail.
Along.
They'll tell the
Absolutely.
Tale. They already got their Christmas stuff up. Shoot.
You
they
are right.
No time.
Yeah, just like you said, the retail would put it out there, like, months in advance. Like, wow. But yeah, so we're
already
just chilling on this flashback, Fabulous Friday. So I want to shout out DJ Maniac. DJ Maniac, hey. And also shout out Straight Shooter. I want to shout out my son, my grandson. Absolutely. OG Steve, I want to shout him out as well. Kind of did a little... chit chat the other day, having, you know, talking to him for a while, or even seeing him active. So shout out to OG Steve as well.
OG Steve, sorry y'all, I've been watching a lot of Jersey Shore, so we got like DJ Pauly D and me. He's always like, "Cavs are here. Let's go to the next song, Queen." Cavs are
well,
here.
Let's go.
We gotta get some
let's
more
go.
In. Dog pound, Jewel, what would you do?
Yeah. Back up in your ass with a 27. Don't wanna fuck with me.
Dog pound gang.
Yeah, we doing it like that.
Motherfuckers out there be like taking our stabs, trying to do their own little this thing, but they can't do it, you know. So we gon' do it like this. Sit back and relax, it's really cool.
Have you ever heard of Florida? I oughta start dipping, sipping on that ST gets me to tripping. I don't slip my bangs with that mad ass dog pound gang. It's a DPG thing. Corrupt from the SC. You wanna test me? Let's see if you'll survive 45 times. Like a hollow point headed for your dome. Take a couple steps, turn around in its own. Couldn't withstand the murderous mental. I subdue and then take two to your temple. When I cause holocaust from what's written, niggas collapsing when the straps is spitting. Look, this is how it's done, nigga. I grab my strap, your best run, nigga. I give a fuck, corrupt the kingpin of the click. Hit it with G, with the biggest dick.
Shit, a motherfucker better recognize. With the twist of my wrist like OJ, you won't die. I snack on motherfuckers like a bone. Wanna be the shit upon the microphone ever since I was born. Not to ever love a bitch. Learn game after game. That's why we are the best. Motherfuckers be gangsta style minute after minute. But soon as you did it, I felt the nigga shit. Now what would you do? If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would you do?
What you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
Big butterfly all day while I steady make my pay every single day in the LBC. Cruising through the east side, me and Lil Style in the back of a green 6-4 busting freestyle.
There's no escape, give me the papes in the tape case. How much money could a nigga make in one place? The review ain't shit new. You stupid motherfuckers can't fuck with my crew.
I see all these niggas trying to get with my kinfolk. Get so many buses on the west coast. And not to say the least, I see a few trick ass niggas laying low on the east coast. And the question is that, do you wanna rap, scrap or blast, cause that nigga dead? I'll be the first one to hit him. Oh yeah, fuck BG knock out and every nigga down with him. Cause I'm a natural born killer, and a still a hat. Motherfucker, cause it's like that.
Now what would you do?
You can fuck with me or my crew.
It's so many motherfuckers that I can include. Who's quick to blast motherfuckers in a feud? It doesn't make a difference, cause it's about who's the quickest on the draw to end all existence. For instance, let's take these ruthless fools. These ruthless fools in a pound in one room. Assume it's only for conversation, so let's conversate. Slip a nigga to 38 then dip. Hit the out the clip, mind on set trip, cause niggas talk shit.
Now if a nigga had a prayer before a nigga died, would the nigga be dead or would he stay alive? And if I was in your shoes, would I survive? Probably not, you probably let the Glock go pop. Now drop to your knees and picture that nigga dead. Flowing in the breeze. Now what would you do? If you could fuck with me on my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would you do? If you could fuck with me on my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in my motherfucking house. Bitch.
From the twitch of the eyes, you can see the line. Just know it when you see it, cause it messes up the flow to the real feelings, you know. And I'd rather be sipping on a glass of wine. Can you feel yourself in the ring with Everlast, trying to still a flow? I don't think so. Cock blockers come with their hearts beating jealousy in the way like a stray dog, trying to claim every bitch as his own. Cock blockers come in every color, even blue, yeah, this is true. Trying to fuck your woman, and even you. Now what the fuck would you do, motherfucker?
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? If you could get with me and my crew, what would you do? Won't you tell me what you would do? Tell me what you would do. If you could get with me and my crew, with me and my crew, what would you do? What would you do?
Hey yo, what's good? It's Koli, also known as Kid Sensation, and you're tuned in to the G-Lu Show.
Flashback Fridays. Hey, yo, this...
Hey, JC. What's up, Aaron? Hey, that's what I'm talking about. What's that nigga with that blue coat on?
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls, I'm shaking and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming, I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying, hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, I'll make it better.
How long will I live?
Eternal life better forever.
Or will I be the G that I want?
I'll make your life better than you can imagine or even dream of. So relax your soul, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed. I'm fresh up off my coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner. It's gonna take a miracle, let's say, for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get fronted some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that nigga said came to reality. Living like a baller, low, having money and blowing hella chronic smoke. I bought my mama a Benz and bought my boo-boo a Jag. And now I'm rolling in a 9 Triz AL Dog Rag.
Just remember who changed your mind.
Indeed, agree, proceed to smoke weed. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more. Cause my eyes wanna journey some more. Really though,
check it out. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord, my golden key. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord, my soul attain.
No more endo, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Grey Goose, shackled from head to toe. 25 with a Izzel with nowhere to gizzo. I know them niggas from the other side recognize my face, cause it's the OG Eagle double G LBC. Mad dogging nigga, cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my hair. Nigga, stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay. Late night I hear toothbrushes scraping on the floor. Niggas getting they shank, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie baby boo took a pencil in his neck. And he probably won't make it to C-22. I put that on my mama, I'ma ride for you baby boo.
Case that
they gave me. Speak to Yolanda. Yeah, Yolanda, what's up? This is Jewel. I know you know who I am, cause I just star 69'd you back. The reason you dialed my number, I don't know. But ain't no man living here. This is my place, ho. So woman to woman, I didn't think it was being any more than fair than for me to call you back and let you know how I was feeling. See, Yolanda, the truth is I don't give a damn about how you taking this. Cause a real woman wouldn't be sitting up there trying to play on nobody's phone anyway. But it really doesn't make any difference. I felt it was only right for me to let you know that the man you in love with is sprung on the real bomb. from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. I'm what he loves, and he loves the food that he eats. You see these rings on my fingers? Wear yours. I got a brand new car, and you on the bus. Yolanda, check this out.
Oh, woman to woman, have you ever been in love? I bet you would know how I feel. A woman to woman, now if you're in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same?
Beautiful, so bomb, so exquisite. Oh, she was beautiful. Her hair. Mm.
Yeah.
I like
that
one.
She was a jewel. Yeah. Woman to woman.
One I could take off that soundtrack. Murder Was a Case kind of scared me. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Who did acquire the ownership of Death Row Records, Queen? Remember that last year?
Absolutely.
Everything coming full circle. I just, you know, wish nothing but the best. I love that. He got the cereals, okay? We'll feed the kids in the morning. Don't.
Luke is just doing it, like, on every level, you know. He's doing it. He's doing his thing. And can
Yeah.
you know, as he should, you know. Whoever would have known that he would have became the owner, though, of Death Row.
Mm-hmm. Who'd have thunk it? When you go back to that time and what we were just listening to, you know, that he didn't keep that kind of aura around him, especially to be going through an actual murder case at the time. He kind of realized maybe God stepped in, but sometimes we got to listen, because all that death talk, like that serious death talk and having it around you, and, you know, and you think about how many songs talked about him dying, you know, it's like you almost was wishing it on yourself. So it's power in words, and it's power in the vibration that you put out there. So we love you, Snoop. Keep doing your thing.
Keep doing it. I think he was on tour. I think he was. I'm not sure, but I think he was, because someone had put it up that I follow about them being on tour. But, yeah, but still, shout out to the dog with everything. Yeah, okay. And he was. Right,
they are. You right. You went too. You hip, queen. You got it.
I'm on the same frequency. I'm on that frequency. Okay.
You in the algorithm. Okay. You in the algorithm. All right. That's what that worked.
What
I just seen a picture of Ashanti. Okay, well, maybe her and Nelly are back together. You know, they say when you get your man's back, she's looking fierce. Okay, honey, the lace front is just right.
Ashanti is a beautiful,
it's like
beautiful
just
woman.
Aging like wine.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's just beautiful, and she's all natural too. So shout out to Ashanti. I hope her and Nelly are back together. I think they complement each other, and, you know, he brings her out on stage and she brings him out on stage. And also shout out to Blue Ivy. What's she doing with her mama? You know, she out there too, looking like a little Jay-Z.
Yes, I love that. That lady out there. I'm saving a little comment on her for the minute, but you would want her to have the rhythm she should have for a 10-year-old child, ma'am.
Oh man, that lady
right
there.
How do you want her to pop it? How do you think she's gonna pop it? Like,
she's doing it just the way her mother is teaching her how to do it. Don't give too much. That's what she's
doing.
Thank you. So yeah, but
ain't
anyway,
nothing cute about a little kid dancing grown. Where are we at with it, queen? Nothing cute about a little girl dancing grown.
Absolutely.
We almost we to the rebellious side. That might be why I'm getting louder and meaner. Oh shoot. There come your mans. I saw the cube.
Once upon a time in the projects, y'all.
Once upon a time in the projects, yo.
Sorry.
I damn near had to wreck a hoe. I knocked on the door. It's like Cube come to pay a little visit to you. And what's up with the niggas in the parking lot? She said, fuck them, cause they get sparked a lot. I sat on the couch, but it wasn't safe. And then I put my knife on a coffee table. Her brother came in, he's in the gang banging, cause he walked up and said, what's that you claim? I don't bang, I rock the good rhyme. The whole scenery reminded me of good times. I don't like to feel bad, I'm put in a rut by a young nigga that needs to pull his pants up. He threw up the set, and then he was gone. I'm thinking to myself, want to bring her ass on. Her mother came in with a joint in her mouth and fired up the set. It was set, no doubt. She said, please excuse my house and all that. I said, yeah, cause I was buzzed from the contact. Looking at her, fucked up black and white. Her mom's bitching cause the county check wasn't right. She had another brother that was 3 years old and had a bad case of the runny nose. He asked me who I was and I had to pause. It smelled like he took a shit in his little drawers. I saw her sister who really needs her ass kicked. Only 13 and already pregnant. I grabbed my 40 out the bag and took a swig cause I was getting overwhelmed by baby kids. They was running and yelling and playing and cussing and telling. And look at this young punk telling. I heard her knock on the door without the password. And her mom got the 12-gauge Mossberg. The nigga said, yo, what's for sale? And the bitch came out with a bag of yay.
But cops busted in, I had a Mac 10 pointed at my dome, man. I said to myself, once again, it's on. He threw me on the carpet and wasn't cutting no slack. Jumped on my head and put his knee on my back. First he tried to slap me up, whack me up, rough me up. They couldn't do it, so they cuffed me up. I said, fuck, how much abuse can a nigga take? Hey, yo, officer, you're making a big mistake. Since I had on a shirt that said I was dope, he thought I was selling paper, couldn't hear my case. He said, get out my face, and must have had a grudge. His reply told that bullshit to the judge. The girl I was with wasn't saying nothing. I said, hey, yo, bitch, you better tell him something. She started dragging, and all of a sudden, we all got tossed in a paddy wagon. Now I beat the rap, but that ain't the point. I had a warrant, so I spent 2 weeks in a joint. Not a story you heard has one little object. Don't fuck with a bitch from the project.
At the bottom of our news tonight, there's been a new animal aimed in the direction of falling off the face of the earth. Yes, young black teenagers are recorded to be the oldest and the newest creatures added to the endangered species list. As of now, the government has not made steps to preserve the blacks. When asked why, a top law official adds, because they make good game.
Living large, telling me to get out the gang. I'm a nigga, gotta live by the trigger. How the fuck do you figure that I can say peace and the gunshots won't cease? Every cop killing goes ignored. They're just sending another nigga to the morgue. A boy sword, they can give a fuck about us. They'd rather catch us with guns and white powder. If I was old, they'd probably be frenemies. Since I'm young, they consider me the enemy. So kill 10 of me to get the job correct. To serve, protect, and break a nigga's neck. Cause I'm the one with a trunk of fuck. And fuck the police in the tape deck. You should listen to me, cause there's more to see. Call my neighborhood and get up, cause the house is minority. Now the color don't know, you can rub and I hide. These are tales from the dark side.
All of us are intrinsic, yeah. Damn!
I can't fuck with him overseas. My homeboy died over keys and cocaine. It was plain and simple. The 9mm went to the temple. What's the sound? I put the bitch down and ran to the schoolyard bathroom. Looked in the trash can, yo, it had room. So I ducked my ass in it for a minute. Covered with trash, I had to lay back. Mad as fuck, think about the payback. Tonight, they cool had a little fun. I went home and kept the barrel on my shotgun. It's getting critical. I saw a 5.0. There they go. Drive real slow. I yelled out, Ice Cube, sucker,
shotgun kick,
and it murdered motherfuckers. I told you last album, when I got a thought, all bodies are hard off. It's a shame, and niggas die young. Blood to the light side, it don't matter none. It'll be a drive-by homicide, but to me, it's just another tale from the dark side.
Standing in the middle of war, every minute we flex. When we die, fear will make jet. Ebony can't be to the light side. The term they apply to us is a nigga. Cause I'm coming from the corner. Game applies with a PhD. Who's black, don't wanna roll. Sells his soul. Watch his head go rolling. Who the fuck are they fooling? Nobody knows, but I suppose the color of my clothes match the color of the one on my face. As they wonder what's under my waist.
Standing on the bed.
See them getting brown, that's a fact. Got a fear in the Bozak. Run, 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 the ass up. They cannot hide. Get cute, they can't fuck with the dark side.
That's how it be in them projects, though.
A Public Enemy. Man, he ain't no storyteller. Queen, man, that was a straight up story if I ever heard one. You ever go up in there like that, and that's just how you be looking around, too.
Absolutely.
Oops, wrong turn. I'm in Grape Street. What's up? Go back that way. Oh, I just wanted
and
to
people
go
that don't. Yeah, people that don't know, they're not familiar with it, they get scared. Like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, they truly get scared.
Oh,
hey, I just
want to
throw out a few
goodness.
Announcements out
for
here.
Sure.
Tomorrow is Saturday, as we all know. We always have Cynthia Nunn of SN Angels with her free food giveaway at 12:30 p.m., The location is 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. She puts up videos on her IG page. And also, she's going to start having Zumba classes on Fridays. So when I get more information, I will make that an announcement as well. I know she's had two for the last two Fridays, but I don't have all the information. So Zumba classes at that same location. You know, Zumba is a good way of exercising. That's a lot of cardio right there. So anybody just looking to look, get in shape or to get a little healthier, to get that cardio and that heart rate going, that's where you need to be at them Zumba classes. Also, Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, absolutely, cousin, is accepting donations, food and clothing. He's out every morning, 7 days a week, early mornings to make sure that the homeless is fed and kept warm. So follow him on Facebook and IG as well, and that's Luther Jr. Keith, and DM him so he can give you information on how to donate those items. Follow My Tribe Rise, always doing amazing things. They're also on IG. And you can check out their website, mytribewise.org. Also, for your bakery needs, follow Shado on Instagram. You can order custom-made cakes and cupcakes. She don't take DM requests. There is an email address. I will have that for you all on Sunday. So you can just start emailing her when you want to get you some custom-made cakes. Don't have to be a holiday. It can be a birthday. Well, birthday is a holiday to some of us. Just to get them very good cakes. And also follow sugarholic.ca on Instagram. She does the same thing, custom-made cakes, and she does events as well. And, she does events. Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, follow her on IG, founder and owner Tanya Ward. She now has a banana pudding in some locations. I did ask her for the information. I haven't received it yet, but she still is doing the OG banana pudding, caramel, strawberry toffee, Oreo, peach. And for delivery, that's 805-738-5943. Make sure you follow her to see her pop-up locations as well. FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 Dalhart Avenue, Compton, California. I always get tongue twisted when I go to say that street. Compton, California, 90222, Tuesday through Fridays, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., close on Mondays, and there are three ways to place an order. Pull up an order, place a phone order at 310-404-6849. You can order online through DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates for pickup or delivery, and they're also doing some new things over there. They have a seafood boil, a amazing salad, and you can check them out on IG as well to get further information. But that seafood boil looks real delicious. It's like, ooh. So Soul Travels, anybody looking to travel, to take a cruise, to take a trip, to go, you know, to go to Jamaica, to just get away, contact Soul Travels, eliadegado.inteltravel.com. Business line is 808-769-2964. And ask for Ms. Delgado, doing amazing things for people who needs to travel. So check her out as well. Anybody ever in need of prayer, because we all need prayers, a prayer line at 720-708-1230. It's 8 o'clock a.m. East Coast time, so that would be 5 o'clock a.m. West Coast time. That's Monday through Friday. I see a lot of people be saying, I have insomnia, I can't sleep. But that's a good number to call when you have insomnia. West Coast people, if you're up at 5 o'clock a.m. East Coast, if you're up at 8 o'clock a.m. And that's 720-708-1230. There is an access code, and that's 169-1066. If you need further information or didn't catch it, you can DM me, and I'll make sure to get it to you. Normani Candles on IG. Follow them as well, and they have a website, normanicandles.com. Check out their wax melts, room fresheners, car fresheners, etc. You definitely don't want to miss the opportunity to have one of those burning in your home. It comes with great energy. Those candles come with great energy. Manifest it, believe it, and burn them so you can get that energy. Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach. Ask for Mr. Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG to check out his amazing work. Dope tattoo artist. 323-639-9747. You can book in advance with a $50 deposit. If you're in need of a car, the Lot Auto Sales is your place to go at 538 East PCH Boulevard in Long Beach, 562-591-5909. Ask for Mr. Ted. The hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. And it's best to call and make an appointment for Sundays. Check out Risqué Accessories for custom masks and T-shirts and bags, crystal jewelry, matching sets, sports bracelets, and she's on Instagram under Risqué Accessories. And that's going to be my little short announcement. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show. There is an interview tonight, so check that out as well. And also, don't forget to purchase the latest EP, Back to the 80s. Produced by DJ Maniac and G. Lou. So check that out. And that will conclude my short announcements for our Flashback Friday.
Awesome. Always awesome. Thank you, Queen. See, you didn't even miss me. I fell down the stairs.
Oh. I checked you out. Anybody have any announcements, you can also contact me on Facebook, Jean V. Berkeley, and Nubian Queen, Jean of the G. Lou Show on IG. Let's roll.
That's right, y'all. Let's roll. All right. So where we at? We still with the greatest storyteller to me. Okay, Tony Yayo,
Girl,
Ice Cube, Steady
Endangered
Bob.
Species. You know, that's just like, yeah.
I know. Did you hear that, lady? She actually said creatures. I was like, dang.
Right.
Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me.
Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood.
Four or five niggas in the mothership. Better known as a Duke, and we all wanna smother shit. Front and back glass got tent. Trying to get our hands on some dollars and cents. And food can't hold us. Every chance we get, we hitting up the road. Coming up short of the green guys. And I might start slinging bean pies. Or the blue bag t-shirt of the month. With
scandalous bitches make for happy fans. I'm making my duty to cuss them out cause I just don't trust them. And if you're down on me, I'm bombing on Betty. Bitch should've known I was steady mine.
Have papers in this world. You might get your purse snatched before your eyes swirl. You're doing your job.
job every day, and then you work so hard till your hair turn gray. Let me tell you about life and about the way it is. You see, we live by the gun, so we die by the
tell me not
kids.
To roll with my Glock, so now I got throw away. Floating in the black bin, trying to do a show a day. Hey, wonder how I live with five shots. Niggas is hard to kill on my block. Schemes for currency and double lady. Affiliated with the hustlers, so we make it. So answer the question, I'm trying to get a bonus. My nigga dogging me, eternally the most bonus.
Never gets
old. Ain't nothing but a gangster party. No, that never
right?
gets old, but absolutely. So I just found out something. I know it may sound naive or whatever, but I just found out that Dr. Dre, that Suge Knight was Dr. Dre's bodyguard. I was blown away by that. And then I was advised he was also Bobby Brown's bodyguard. And then I read about the thing with Vanilla Ice. I was like, ooh, he was just a beast.
Ooh,
yeah.
Vanilla of the Ice. Don't talk that.
He said he did not. No, he
ice.
Said he did not get thrown over the balcony or whatever the rumor was.
Right.
He said he was just approached, and he was like, what am I going to say? No, dude, okay.
Right,
I
right.
guess I got to pay.
Like, cooler heads really did prevail. It's like, come on. But no one would call you naive for that. That's just like, you know, those little details that those teenagers, people like me, were reading. Like, oh, my God, that happened? And, yeah, it was in a couple of books. Like, he said it happened and it didn't happen. But Bobby Brown got into some hairy stuff that he got him out of. But, yep, he was a bodyguard. And I think he's, like, more normal than this goon that Vibe magazine, you know, tried to turn him into. Yeah. I don't think he,
yeah.
you know.
I got
but,
excited. I was like, ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he did work. He also played professional football for a minute. I think he played for
I knew that.
Yeah, he did regular things, like just like the people that he worked with, like they had jobs. Listening to you all on Wednesday, I mean, I knew this stuff, of course, but like Snoop Dogg, you worked at grocery stores and, you know, they did regular things. Like, that's why people had to separate. You got to be able to separate. These people aren't really out there doing stuff. Unlike today's drill music. That's another topic. Where we're at, Queen?
It's always good to bring it up.
Right.
You know, because somebody else might didn't even know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's always good. And, you know, I'm not a big old hip-hop fan. I don't, you know. But I always get excited when I learn something new. I truly do.
Right.
I learned a lot with the commentary that G. Lou was playing on Wednesday, and I was like, "Oh my God,
yeah.
I didn't know the fight that they had, and didn't know that, you know, I just didn't know a whole lot." So I was very intrigued.
Yeah.
I was just sitting back, just really checking it out. So yeah,
yeah,
it's okay
yeah.
to talk about it because there may be somebody else who just don't know things about it. I didn't
That's
follow
right.
it like that, you know. I definitely
yeah.
didn't follow it. So, you know,
yeah.
I didn't read Word Up magazine and all those other things. I was dispatching shit.
She said I was out my job, okay? And I pulled up to my house, and Outkast was playing, and I had to turn the tables over. I understand. Shoot,
yeah,
I understand.
So anyway, it wasn't nothing but a gangster party. I mean, some of the music.
Young Thug actually let me listen to it in the house. He knew about Snoop Doggy Dogg.
with some of the music, I just wasn't familiar with, you know, the things that went down with the music. I didn't know the gangster
right.
parts of it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know all this other stuff was happening in the background. So, but you know, the music, I was rolling around playing it, but.
Can I be your guide? Can I be your guide? I'd love to be your tour guide through that time. Like the time when Nate Dogg like beat 50 guys by himself for the golf club at a video shoot. Like, yeah, like
oh,
things
wow.
happened. The stuff went down.
yeah. Like I didn't even know we stayed on Cedar Avenue, and who was it that stayed on Cedar? I think it was Warren G.
I think it was Daz, I think, maybe.
Yeah, one of them stayed on Cedar. But that's what I said when I first moved to Long Beach and we moved on Cedar. We were staying at 2342. I never knew we was in 20 Hood. So, I learned a lot afterwards. But, yeah, I'm not naive to the music. I'm just naive to a lot of the stuff that was going
the
down.
The tea. The spamity calamity.
Yeah. Yeah, that part, cuz it
like
always come in.
That poop.
My writer. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we're going to move right along here.
She tries, y'all. She tries.
Where
we at with a thing? Oh,
steady.
Still with Pac. Yes.
Looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the key. Why they coked up and weeded open fire, now them niggas bleeding. See me in
holiday and weed.
You can't see me.
Right before your very eyes, you won't even visualize.
Right before
you
can't
visualize.
See me.
You can't even visualize.
Dr. Dre all day.
Tupac.
Niggas can't see me.
I dedicate this to you punk motherfuckers. This one's for you, big baby. Cause you bitch ass niggas can't see me. Niggas can't see me.
You can't see me.
See no evil, hear no evil, think no evil. You won't see me. Yeah. Forgive me cause it's wrong, but I plan to die. He just take me in heaven and understand I was a cheat. Did the best I could.
straight ahead, cause I ain't begging for my life. Ain't nothing worse than this earth ass office life. I'm troublesome. In your wildest dreams, you couldn't picture a nigga like me. I'm troublesome. I don't give a fuck. I'm troublesome. Like my nigga Napoleon said, nigga. Somebody gotta explain why I ain't got shit. I'm troublesome. You know what time it is, the outlaw click. Young, rugged, and sick. Machiavelli, the Don, the boss, all boss. Mussolini, Idi Amin, Hussein, Fatal, Gaddafi, Castro, Napoleon, Bo Nitti. We ain't fucking around. We troublesome. Hey, yo. We troublesome.
Now we have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Thank you, fam. Yes, get in here, y'all. Get in here. I'm gonna actually need about 240 seconds for the Marcy's Minute today, but I'm not gonna hold y'all long. All right, let's get into it. First off, I just want to give a birthday shout out to some of my fellow Cancerians this week. Happy birthday, Deborah Cox. Happy heavenly birthday, Gerald Levert. Happy birthday, Lala Anthony, looking good girl, and Missy Elliott, you too, happy birthday. Postal workers have been getting robbed lately. Keep your head on a swivel, all you postal workers out there. JT of City Girls fame launches a resource website to help formerly incarcerated women to reintegrate back into society. I hope our classes start with... Don't try to live a life off of scamming men. SAG-AFTRA joins the Writers Guild strike, supporting many writers that are now out of jobs and on the picket lines fighting for more pay and benefits. And I know you're effing lying news. The Hoover Police Department in Alabama is conducting a search for a 25-year-old Carlethia Carly Nicole Russell. According to the department, Russell disappeared after she placed a 911 call reporting a toddler walking on the side of the interstate. According to a Facebook post made by the Hoover Police Department on Friday, the station received a call from the 25-year-old on Thursday evening. During the call, Russell explained that she was on I-459 south near Marker 11 when she spotted a toddler walking on the side of the interstate. After hanging up with authorities, the station reports that Russell approached the child while calling a family member as well to report the same details. However, during the call, the family member reportedly lost contact with Russell, but the line remained open. She called 911 when she pulled over. She got out of the car. I think she probably let her guard down, thinking 911 would be there in a second. Russell's mother, Talithia Russell, told Alabama Loco. Talithia Russell explained that her daughter was speaking with her brother's girlfriend. However, the girlfriend never heard the child say anything and instead heard the 25-year-old woman scream. Oh, my goodness. From there, the officers arrived at the scene. They found her car, some of her belongings nearby. However, they were unable to locate Russell or the toddler. Additionally, the station added that they haven't received any reports of a missing child. So we're just going to keep our prayers up for that young lady. She thought she was going to do a good deed, and it sounded like it's turned into a horror flick. Don't talk to strangers, not even babies. Hope she's found safe and sound. Really briefly, Little Baby is officially a restaurateur now after cutting the ribbon on his own seafood menu restaurant and lounge in his hometown. The quality control rapper was flanked by a huge audience of supporters as Atlanta City Councilman Byron Amos commended Baby for opening the restaurant. It's going to be located, or it is located, rather, pardon me, you all, at 880 MLK Jr. Drive Southwest. Baby was holding his son Loyal and nodding as others received their credit for enduring the construction obstacles that delayed and threatened the restaurant's creation. It is a seafood spot, so you had me there. If I ever make a trip out to the ATL, I for sure want to go try one of those five signature sauces. Last but not least, this hip-hop turning 50, this news just keeps getting grander and grander, greater and greater. Jay-Z, Hov, is honored with dazzling career-spanning Book of Hov exhibit at the Brooklyn Public Library. From Marcel Duchamp to punk rock, the art world has struggled to find ways to present rebellious forms of art in a museum-like context, and hip-hop is certainly no exception. There have been many rap-related exhibits over the past couple of decades, from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to the Museum of Modern Art. Some good, some less so. Exhibits around single artists have been more successful. David Bowie is Rolling Stones exhibitionism, and even the full museum dedicated to Bob Dylan. Yet it's hard to imagine one more fully realized or thorough than the 40,000 square foot The Book of Hov Rock Nation homage to its founder Jay-Z, which opens at the Brooklyn Museum on Friday, not far from the now famous Marcy Projects, where the man grew up. Remarkably, the entire project was kept a secret from Jay and his wife Beyonce until the day before it opened, although Beyonce's ongoing Renaissance tour was probably a useful distraction. Shout out to Blue Ivy, as Queen mentioned earlier. But this exhibition at this library, it looks like out of control. If you've ever been to the Grammy Museum out in Los Angeles, you kind of know what that look is. So to plaster his work all over it, you can just see it in grandeur. Check out variety.com for more pictures, and you can check out the whole article there. But it really looks nice, you all. That'll do it for Marcy's Minute. Queen G-Lou, back to y'all.
Young lady, when you were speaking on the young lady that got basically kidnapped, that's what happened to her. That's real sad because they used a child to lure her, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really sad. I pray that she, you know, I just pray that she don't get hurt. Like, what was the purpose to do that, to kidnap her? And because that's all it was a kid, a setup for a kidnap, and that's sad. But that's the world we live in. That's what's coming to, you know, even with the postal workers being robbed like that. I know that we had been sending gifts. It happened to me twice and my daughter once, gifts to California to my grandchildren in Long Beach, and they have not received it. It's been 2 weeks now. They have not received the gift that I sent out there. So, yeah, the postal services is becoming not reliable unless you have it sent first class where a signature is required.
Yeah, and it's certified.
Straight through. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Such a shame.
But, wow.
Yeah, they, you know. Oh, it's a shame. Okay, well, that's not where we at tonight, y'all, but yeah, Queen.
Good Marcy Minute.
Thank you. Well, all right, I'm ready if y'all are. We can get back on our How the West Was Won kind of part three, because it's already, what, two YouTube shows. Y'all did West Side Wednesdays, and now we're doing this tonight. So, yeah, this is turning into a series. I like it.
Troublesome.
No.
Where I want to be.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Kid Attack. They only want to talk to me when I'm on the air.
Where I
want to
be.
Yeah.
Riding with my loved ones. Smoking on. the shit gon' change. Mr. Quick to buy a chain, Mr. Let the chain hang. Showing off the bras, I'm Mr. Quick to get the bang. Now you might catch shite getting bitten every coat deal. The nigga with the heat getting rid of every coat deal. Fucking with me, we run triz when we bored. And you know I got the act 20s, what they hitting for. See me if you wanna score, cause I got what you need. Or you can see me at the club, tinted SUV. Getting in for free, I'm about to make my name known. Shite full of heist in this bitch just to get it on more.
Together do this shit right.
We can
all have a piece of the pie. How I figure this out,
I guess,
took a little trip down south. I set foot off the plane.
It was
just like a family thing.
So
the gangsters hard to just see.
So
I took a little trip to the east.
I'm not
slow, so I can't wait for the game.
I'm not
broke, so I'm in bulletproof everything. Touch down and act like I think.
They ain't
dripping off nothing but pain.
So
please dispose of my shame.
If we
ain't got us, nigga, where
so
I wanna
at?
Be
with a gangster lean. Dog pound gangsters, we striking back again.
Back again.
Ready to ride in the lack again. Giving it up for T-Bots and Mac-10 for doing it.
Right.
This ain't nothing but a gangster reunion.
Right.
New York and California, the places to be. Nate Dogg and Corrupt broadcast for free.
Right.
We at the doghouse, where the dogs at? You wanna get with me, baby, meet me in the back. Young Damian Young,
yeah.
This is number 2. Riding out, baby, doing
where
what we wanna,
I wanna
do.
Be. With my loved ones, smoking on some weed. You got chronic, won't you light it up? This is where I wanna be. Right here with my loved ones, smoking on some weed. You got chronic.
Welcome to the church, volume 2, exclusive 213. Got my nephew Nate Dogg in the house. Nate Dogg, holla at him, where you at?
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl bang. Bang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural. When you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her fraud. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was home alone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
Why?
Cause I'm fly.
Yeah, super fly.
Nate, go. Oh, I'm fly.
You know he's super fly, but me, I'm super duper, and I'm super duper fly. I be the greatest, I know you waited this, and I wanted this to be your labyrinth and so strenuous. Then you just slide by and whiz-ay, you want another piss-ay. Is that the way that you gon' behiz-ay?
I know you're feeling all hurt inside, but won't you talk to a player? Let me help out your pride. I'm like a counselor, a pastor, a priest, or a psychologist, a shrink on a freak peak. My technique, I wear mink gator boots, and I'm the rip that gets the loot, and I ain't afraid to shoot, and I love to choo-choo. Beep, beep as I slide up the street. I'm from the LBC, and I don't know what y'all done heard about me, but I'm a C-R-I-P with some P-I-M-P too. I'm a real pimp player from the 213 crew. Now look here, boo, if you gon' bang or hang with the dog, you best to get in. Holla at a Nate dog.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl sing. Sang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural.
Is that right,
when you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her heart. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was home alone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
What she crying for?
I fly.
Yeah, he's super fly.
Nate, don't.
Yeah. Oh, oh, I'm fly, yeah.
Warren G. Three piece with a mink. Gotta think my shit stinks. Stacey Adams with a drink. Pockets pat them, they come from Brink. So what the ladies wink? You the one in the Mercedes. Shotgun with the thing. Cold chillin' watching the Lion King. Crying and things, cause I'm with Snoop and Nate, singing, rhyming and things. I'm out late cause I'm grinding for change. I ain't with dying for dames. Cock back and I'm trying to aim at everything that be hating my fame. Since regulating, been lacing the game. Ain't no mistaking the game. 2-1 mother effing thrizzle, sipping on the sizzle. And that's the shizzle, four times for the riddles. You know these bars, everywhere we go. You know who was on. You could tell by the car. Champagne, caviar, bubble back. I say I love you, and I laugh.
In my car, and I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl sing. Sang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural. When you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her heart. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was home alone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
Why?
Cause I'm fly.
Yeah, he's super fly,
super fly.
Nate, oh, 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 I'm fly, yeah.
Blaze up.
Now when I come to y'all hood, y'all watch my back. Yeah. And when you come to Inglewood, I'ma front you a fact. So we been trying to get away with the cash like a caper, cause it ain't about the split trip, it's all about the paper. Made a call for these seats on the rise like yeast. A Bombay Lex piece and I keep my cat free. McKinnon is the lick, and you know what my set be. Connect gang, nigga from the west, where the best be.
It ain't no questions asked, you down to blast for me. Down to ride for me, down to die for me. I come through for these sucker ass niggas to rap. Come creeping on them slowly, cause shorty showing death.
Gun, nigga, show 'em where you from, nigga. Riding ass, young nigga, Arsenal quick. Potting up the scores with the double fours on the hip, rolling with the force. He's out to catch a body. Talking about, I thought this was a gangster party. Now he's walking around, slaughtering with the sea. Talking about we jumping. I'm about to get the pump, and start dumping on something.
Party over here,
and if you wanna trip, we got the straps near.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year,
and if I rule the spear, it should've disappeared.
Now everybody in the house, throw your dubs in the air, and wave them all around like you just don't care. Worldwide and dope, so nigga act like you're Savvy Mac 10 in the pound. I'm serving niggas like a host with a pound, so take a toast. Dog, this West Coast and I shit bump the most. Cause vine to vine, I swing through the woods of bingo. And everything I make, fuck around and be a single. From the who banging hits to the yes, yes, y'alls. Now all down my halls, got plaques on my walls. We might slow the road, sit back and still kick it. But the shit don't stop till we hit a meal ticket. I be goddamn, I'm in it for a meal ticket. And the goal successful, I don't know to prove a shit.
corner, hit the block back to back. I don't know what's like that, where the gangbangers hang at. They say, damn, you a rider. I reply, well, hell yeah, I'm a rider. From the east side of Lumber to the west side of Inglewood, on the cash mission, Bellingwood, the hood.
Once upon a time in the early stages of my life, sacrifice out for the loot, shaking niggas like dice, forever in the deck. Say what you say, on the mic I display. Philly to LA, I've been all over. From Crenshaw and Imperial to 108. I'm sure Mac got my back. It's all about mashing, cash and heat in the stash when you're with a neighborhood of assassins.
You over here, party over here.
And if you want a trip, we got the straps in there.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year. And if I rule the fear,
you should've disappeared.
Now everybody in the house, throw your dubs in the air. And wave them all around like you just don't care. Worldwide and don't for nigga act like you're Gabby Mac 10 in the pound, dog.
Now, what do you consider fun?
Hey.
We are back. Button stuck. Like, oh no. I'll mute myself. I told you it was a heat warning out here, so I cut off once, but thank goodness for that. We are back. Nothing but heavy.
We are back. Mm-mm-mm. Almost over two. I want it all. That's true.
Right? Warren
is the real G. Rest in peace to Warren G. I mean, to Nate Dogg. Oh, my God, Warren G. Oh, Jim, don't do that. Rest in peace to Nate Dogg. It's almost time to go.
Who also has food products. Okay, you know me. Always hungry. Like, I want to try some of his spices because they be looking real good. But, yeah. Oh, like, everybody's hungry. Like me. Awesome.
Right. Nate Dogg has some. Nate Dogg left us.
What's up, Negroes and Negrettes? It's your boy Warren.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Chilling with the homeboy. Man.
Right on time.
We're going to lay a little bit
right.
down for y'all. Let y'all know.
We're there, y'all. We're there. Let's go with it.
You know, cause this world is built on material things, but we ain't tripping off that. We want y'all to know this, check it. I want it all, money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains and champagne, shit, every damn thing. I want it all, house is expensive, my own business, a truck and a couple of business. I want it all, brand new socks and drawers, and I'm ballin' every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all, I want it all. They say they go Warren G with that envious stare. I love this game too much, I wish these haters wasn't here. It's a shame, we came too far to turn back. It's a cold world, it gets so hard, you learn that from falling. Trying to walk from crawling, trying to hustle up from broke to balling. And yeah, y'all, in effect, that's on me to dig a Jesus. All my niggas that keep it real and do it easy. Believe it, young nigga, fat meat is greasy and shit stank. So if you plot a lick and hit a bank and get away or get dappled the very next day, don't cry, hold your head up high and remember what you told yourself, nigga. I said remember what you told yourself, nigga. I said remember what you told yourself, nigga. I said remember what you told yourself, nigga.
I want it all, money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains and champagne, shit, every day. Damn thing, I want it all. House is expensive, my own business, a truck and a couple of minutes. I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers, and I'm ballin' every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all. I want it all.
I want it all, so I gotta wake up and ball.
And thanks to y'all, I got plaques on the wall. Mac 10 lace with the know-how to paper shape. Crushed ice on my roly face and a platinum fan base. From networking and hustling, no doubt I got clout. And little lifestyle that Robin Leach talk about. Slow down, Flair, don't hate cause you can't relate. The Bentley coupes and kicking gears on Harleys with a straight. I got more limelight than Vegas on cable. Willing and able to shoot clean OVOs at the craft table. And while you can't get off the ground, I'm getting high. A nigga fly and fly with the desire to build an empire. I strapped up and took flight like a missile. Told them loud and clear as a whistle, who banging is official. Handing out gold medallions at roll call. I'm a ball and never fall, cause Mac 10 want it all.
I want it all. Money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains and champagne. Shit, every damn thing, I want it all. Houses, expenses, my own business, a truck and a couple of bits. I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers. And I'm balling every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all. I want it all.
Me and 10 get paid, escapade to the spot. We hot, like rock served on hot blocks. I know this money make the world circulate. So we gon' stack and stack and take a sip and percolate. Bump, let the whoopers sub, show the homies love. Warrant to the GG and little G-Dub. Surface on the low slider, don't slide at all. Ride or don't ride at all.
Warren, I couldn't be more serious about my Fetty. I stay tight on the mic and keep the pen moving steady. I want it all, dawg, and it might be greed. I hate the trip, but I got two little mouths to feed. They don't know nothing about no excuses and disrespect. Or somebody being late with their daddy's royalty check. And at that point, I'm through talking, dawg, enough said. So if you owe Mac money, then I suggest you break bread.
I want it all. Money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains and champagne. Shit, every damn thing, I want it all. Houses, expenses, my own business, a truck. And a couple of minutes, I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers. And I'm ballin' every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. Money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains and champagne. Shit, every damn thing, I want it all. Houses, expenses, my own business, a truck. And a couple of minutes, I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers. And I'm ballin' every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all.
I know the
papers out there.
Yeah.
Warren G.
What up? You know the
papers out there.
Yeah.
G-Funk.
What up? You know the
papers out there.
That's right.
But who bangin'?
What up? We know the
papers out there.
That's right. What?
The whole world. Papers out there.
All the hood rats. What up? You know the papers out there.
You know the chickens out there. We are back.
Morning, y'all. Hey, so we're coming to an end. West. How the West was won.
Yay, yay.
West Coast. West Coast is the best coast. I'm going to stand on that, period. I wanted to leave you guys with this because it's almost time to go. Nobody got you like God got you. Always remember that. Stay prayed up. Stay faithful. Believe. And if you do those things, you would have a peaceful life. You know, just know that nobody got you like God got you. And that's real, because don't nobody got you like God got you. Because God will never forsake you or leave you. And that's just real talk. So peace and love to everybody. Yeah. Have an amazing Have an amazing Saturday. We'll be back on Sunday with the OG Fabulous Lowrider OG show. And don't forget to tune in tonight to the YouTube after hours with the conversation that G Lou will be having. That's at 9:30. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say my good night. So peace and love to everybody. Be great. Great show, Cousin Marcy. I love you. And thank you, King G Lou. Love you as well. So peace and love. And thank you to everybody who tuned in. We appreciate you.
That's right. Remember what Queen said. Miss Queen, I hope little 6-pound, 11-ounce sweet baby Jesus helped me find a piece of chicken, y'all. You know what time it is. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you, G Lou, Sam. Yes, we love you. And I love you back, my queen. We'll see y'all on Sunday.
Peace and love, I say.
Peace and love.